Today is the day of your judgment, and she has been sent to test you, to try and make you fail, to make you come. I want to help make sure that doesn't happen, that you don't come. I have come to help you resist temptation. I have come to help you avoid punishment. I have come to help you gain salvation. Don't trust what she says. Trust me. Listen to me. You need to take your pants off. You're going to get hurt. It's going to happen whether you want to or not. And when it does, it's going to be super uncomfortable with your pants on. Like I told you, you will be tested today. But you're a cockstroking whore and you know it.
I know you can do this.
There's no denying that at your very core. All you want is to grab your aching heart on and furiously pump into your hand.
Your inflating cock.
Give in. Don't be a fucking lie. I can tell how much you want it by that big, fat fucking bulge in your pants. The harder it gets, the sluttier you get. You can try to lie to yourself, but you can't fucking escape your furious, raging cock.
And out. In. And out. In. And out.
Fuck.
It doesn't matter how much your cock is being squeezed by your tight pants. You absolutely need to get rid of your hard on.
Don't fight it. Just give in.
Otherwise, it's going to get bigger,
needing,
and firmer,
wanting,
and longer,
aching,
and
craving,
and hard as
give
a fucking rock with nowhere to go.
Do it. Get your hand closer to your bulge. Fuck. Yes. You know how good this is going to feel. Oh, fuck, yeah. Fucking hover your hand over your bulge.
Painfully
yeah,
and
just
by
like
your pants
that.
As you thrash,
curl your fingers as if you're gripping your thick, hard cock. You know you fucking want to. Admit it.
All the while,
you
the pressure continues to build and
this.
Build and
jerk
build
it.
And build
fuck,
until
yes.
your swollen bulge
just pump
burst.
The air. Jerk it like you would jerk your throbbing cock. Fuck your hips. Fuck. Just like that.
Sending jet after
yes.
jet after jet
pump.
Of white hot sticky cum up your shaft.
Pump.
And your,
your hand is shaking.
And
it's a fat,
you think that it's gonna
hard
tear through
cock
the fabric
pumping
of your pants.
This
you
is what you need.
Reach your hand down
this
and
is who
them
you
off.
Are.
Get your
fuck
cock
your hips,
just as
slut.
It starts to spurt
fuck, yeah.
and spasm,
yeah.
shooting
pump,
and ejaculating rope and rope.
Pull your pants down, fuck.
All over
you
yourself.
You know you want
and
to. Get your cock out. Let it
we
slip into your
so
hand.
Please,
they belong
please,
together.
Don't get
fuck.
A boner.
Just please, get it out. Get your cock out. That's
you
better, isn't it?
Your
it'll be easier
you
now
try
that you
and
can
rub
focus.
That hard,
your mind won't go mad
pants.
With every rub and
you
twitch now that
your
cock is
cock
out.
To get off.
I
no,
know
you
want to touch it. Your cock
fuck,
is out.
Cock is so
it's
hard.
You can see the it's begging to be touched.
Your
it's aching. Fuck.
You could
your cock is so hard.
Like
every time it throbs, it jumps up. Jumps up towards
why don't
your
you
hand,
lock your fingers
grab,
together too?
And hold the
you
base of your cock.
That temptation.
I know it seems counterintuitive,
you
but addressing the desire
to
and giving in to touch your cock will make it
cock.
Easier. You need to stroke your hard cock.
Now that your hands are behind
you
your
won't
back,
be burdened by that anticipation,
focus
that
on
aching
what
to
you
touch
want.
It. You need that ache for more pleasure.
That's why
you
put your hands behind your back and
that's why you took off your pants and gripped your cock.
It would be so easy.
You know the feeling. That burning desire that if you don't fulfill, it will only make you want it
more.
Grab and hold the base of your
cock.
Just holding will relieve more of that pressure. Some of the aching will subside.
Desperately
the desperation
pleasure,
will fizzle out.
The inside of your
just
pants
simply
would give
touching,
it what it
simply
wants,
gripping,
your hand rubbing
such a familiar
outside,
sensation
providing
will
the
begin to relieve more
craves,
of that pressure.
While the inside of your
you've
pants
already released that bulge from your tight pants, restricting
body.
It.
It
now the throbbing
so
cock
good.
Once more.
You'd rub
it's only going to continue to throb
harder,
until it gets what
like
it
you
wants.
Would jerk faster,
you know that.
And tighter.
Just touching the base
an
of your cock won't make
build.
You spill your load.
All the same.
You won't fail an orgasm just because you grip the base. Just
your
give your needy, desperate cock what it wants. You want to give in.
To come.
Don't fight that desire.
You can't
just
give in
the
to
base.
It. Take
you know
breath.
You want it. You know you want to relieve that egg.
Keep your
Take
hands
your hand
behind your back
and grab
so you
the
won't
base
be tempted to run.
Of your cock. Is there a pressure building in your cock? Holding the base fulfills your desire to touch your cock, but it might have unfortunate side effect. See, we don't want you to pop. You cannot come. Let go of your grip on your cock. Run one finger along the shaft. Lightly. Up and down. That's it. It's okay to relieve the pressure this way. You won't come from just one finger lightly stroking your shaft. Stroke the underside, too. You know that spot. Just below your head, along the underside of your cock. Just once or twice. Now back to the rest of your shaft. You can feel that pressure slowly subsiding, can't you? Up and down, lightly stroking. That's it.
You don't need to touch your cock to feel that pleasure. Try this. Keep your hands behind your back. Remember how it felt to touch your cock. You'd take your pants off and your cock would already be hard. Oh, you knew what you were about to do. You'd grip it lightly at first and slowly stroke because you knew you could get even harder. You know what? Why don't you hump the air? You know, slowly pump your hips so you can get that feeling without stroking your cock. Don't worry, you won't be able to come from this. Where was I? Oh, yeah. As you stroke slowly, you'd throb more and more. You'd stroke faster, on tighter. You felt that sensation go up and down that hard cock of yours along with your hand. You remember that, don't you? See? A little bit of that pressure, that desire went away, right?
Now add another finger. That's right. Add one more. Make a loose ring with your hand. Continue stroking the shaft up and down. That feels good, doesn't it? Feel the pressure continue to release from your body. Keep it light and slow so you don't come.
Hey, don't listen to her. Focus on me snapping my fingers. Why do you think she is telling you to touch your cock to stroke it? How have you always ended up coming? Exactly. Don't let her tempt you. Don't think about her stroking instructions. Focus on me.
That's cute. She's trying to divert your attention by snapping her fingers. But what happens each time she snaps? You jump a little, right? Your cock twitches. Your cock throbs. Every snap of her fingers gives you pleasure. Admit it.
Don't trust her. She's trying to corrupt you. Don't give in. Focus on me. Focus on me snapping my fingers.
Bring up your favorite porn image. You heard me right. Doesn't matter what it is. Hurry up. If you can't think of your favorite, at least bring up one you like. You're looking at it right now, aren't you? Start stroking again while getting this visual stimulation. You are used to this. I know it feels better. Stroking while looking at whatever hot, sexy image you pulled up.
Actually, why don't you do that? Yeah. Find a porn image you like. You can take your hands from behind your back to do it. But when you found that image, put them back behind your back, okay? No stroking. Have you found it? I know I'm agreeing with her, but it's okay just to look.
Listen, you can't keep listening to both of us forever. You're gonna have to choose one of us, so choose me. This whole time I've been giving you pleasure and relief. She just wants to build up your frustration until you pop. And she's getting stronger. She's beginning to drown me out. I'm allowing you to give in to your temptations a little bit so that it relieves you of your desire and that aching that you feel. You haven't come while listening to me yet, have you? Leave her. Follow me. And I will make sure you don't fail. I will make sure you don't come. Follow me.
You can't keep listening to her. You have to choose me. I'm helping you resist your desire to stroke. She wants you to give in to your temptations. Down that road is failure. I want to help you. I'm trying to drown her out. Please, choose me. You don't even have to move. She wants you to follow her to failure. What do you think she is actually saying when she wants you to feel relieved? She has tried to twist my words at every turn to make you give in. How can you trust her? Please, please, I just want what's best for you. Stay here. Choose me. You could be such a good boy.
A good boy needs his cock milked.
Don't think about nutting.
Think about stroking.
Think with your head.
Your cock head.
Don't be a slut.
Be a stroke slut.
Don't get harder.
Get harder.
Don't get hornier.
Get hornier.
Don't get sluttier.
Get sluttier.
Don't start twitching.
Start twitching.
Don't get excited.
Get excited.
Don't think about stroking.
Think about stroking.
Don't think about your balls.
Think about your balls.
Don't think about the pressure.
Think about the pressure.
Don't think about the need to fucking explode.
Think about the need to fucking explode.
She wants to make you come.
She wants to make you fail. Trust me.
You need to pick one of us.
So pick me.
Me?